We were talking to Gideon Levy earlier. He's an Israeli journalist and columnist with the Haaretz newspaper there. He's very critical of what Israel are doing in Gaza. Yesterday, at least 100 more people were killed in Israeli attacks, according to a variety of news agencies. Gaza's health ministry say at least 8 more people, including 3 children, starved to death. And over 100 aid agencies say that new Israeli legislation regulating foreign aid groups is being used to deny their request to bring supplies into Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said yesterday that it had approved the framework for a new offensive in Gaza. Martin Shaw is Professor of International Relations at the University of Sussex in England and the Barcelona Institute of International Studies, and author of several books on genocide, including What is Genocide? I began by asking him why he contends that Israel's new plan to expand what it's doing in Gaza violates international law.
Well, it's illegal to forcibly remove a population from an area in which they are settled to attack civilians in this way. That contravenes international humanitarian law. It's illegal also because Israel is the occupying power in Gaza and has a duty to protect the civilian population. And of course, it's also, I think if we look at it in the larger picture, it is the latest stage of the genocide which Israel has been carrying out over the last 2 years. And in that sense, it's doubly illegal.
Israel denies it's committing genocide, but how is what they're planning to do next any more of a breach of international law by your terms than what they've done already?
Well, it's one way in which Israel is trying to hasten its completion of the genocide which they've been carried out over the last 2 years. It's, you know, they have already bombed Gaza City to bits, forced the population out. That happened over a year and a half ago originally. They've then forced them to other areas. A lot of people went to Rafah, which was then comprehensively destroyed. A lot of people then came back to Gaza City and lived in the ruins of their houses. And now it's them who are now trying to move. And really, it's everything put together, I think, which we have to think about. We have to think about these people have been through now nearly 2 years of this terrible bombardment, the starvation policy, losing their housing, losing their family members, suffering incredible injuries. There are thousands of child amputees in Gaza as a result of what Israel has done. And they're living in this terrible situation without the necessities of life. And then Israel comes along and says, you've all got to move again into a completely different area and into what is slated really to be some sort of concentration camp. And then, because things are so miserable, we're going to try and force you to leave to other countries. And Israel is reported to be discussing with countries like South Sudan, which is a terribly poor, war-torn country in itself, for Palestinians to move there. So this is the whole picture, I think, that we have to look at here. This is a new stage which completes what has gone before and is designed to lead towards the removal of the surviving population.
Israel would claim its plans don't amount to annexation of Gaza, but rather, they say, defeating Hamas and transferring the territory to a coalition of friendly Arab states.
Well, there aren't any friendly Arab states who are lining up to take over Gaza under these circumstances. Nobody, I don't think any other state wants to be responsible for the terrible situation which Israel has created and sorting that out. And Israel wants to retain military control over Gaza. That is really the key thing here. They're taking Gaza City, which is the largest city in Gaza, and they are emptying it off, or are proposing to empty it off its population. And this is part of a plan to have complete military control over the territory and to squash the surviving population into a terribly small area. It's a bit like, I mean, if you think about it, population of Gaza is somewhat similar to Northern Ireland. And it exists in an area which is less than the size of one of the 6 counties. It's a very small area, it's tightly packed with cities and urban settlements. And Israel has destroyed almost all of these now, and they are forcing people out of the largest city the largest settlement, the equivalent of Belfast, if you like, into an unknown, not yet established area of concentration, which everybody is calling a concentration camp.
Who's going to enforce international law if, as you contend, Israel are or are planning to break those laws? The UN Security Council, for example, needs everyone to agree, and the US don't.
Well, this is our big problem, really, over the last 2 years. Israel has broken just about every aspect of international law in the way it's pursued this campaign. And nobody is really holding them to account. I mean, there are efforts by UN agencies, by people like the UN Rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territories, Francesco Albanese. There are people like that who have been trying to hold Israel to account and trying to document the ways in which Israel is breaking international law. Amnesty International produced an extremely thorough, well-evidenced, legally argued, comprehensive report, but it's all being ignored. And it's being ignored not just by the United States, but also by Western governments that are now protesting about some of the things that Israel are doing, but they have not held Israel to account. Countries like the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Australia, Canada, which are now saying they're not happy with what Israel is doing, they have not actually been holding Israel to account. They have not been, they didn't take any notice, for example, really, of the International Court of Justice's ruling and warning over 18 months ago that there was a risk of genocide in Gaza. They at that point, they were duty-bound under the Genocide Convention, under the duty to prevent genocide. They should have acted, and they haven't acted, and they didn't. They still haven't acted 18 months later. And despite all their protestations, they are not really doing what needs to be done, and they're not even taking it back to the Security Council and putting the United States on the spot.
Martin Shaw, that's Martin Shaw, Professor of International Relations at the University of Sussex and the Barcelona Institute of International Studies. For clarity, South Africa has brought a case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, claiming Israel has committed and is committing genocide against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip in breach of the Genocide Convention. Ireland is one of a number of countries who've joined South Africa's case. Israel strenuously denies the claim of genocide. There have been provisional orders from the International Court of Justice, but no final determination so far.